Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. First, quick shout out to the listeners. I like this idea. It says they need to make a movie with the rejected names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Snow White Returns with Chesty, Blanky, etc., etc. And Chode.
And then make the movie entertaining. And
then make it good.
Not like the first one.
Today we toast an undisclosed junior staff member at the Mid-Kent Planning Support Team in Kent, England. Now, the Planning Support Team, basically it's the same as the Department of Urban Planning here in the States, right? Anyway, the council was recently trying to resolve some software issues. So the junior staff member, they were provided with five, quote-unquote, dummy notices or fake applications to see what he could do to work out the bug. Well, whatever he did, it worked, because all the issues, they were all sorted out. Unfortunately, it turns out that the five dummy notices, they were not dummy notices. They were actually real applications making real requests. So after responding to various requests, keep in mind, the businesses don't know this.
Mm-hmm. Because they just put in their application.
They put in their application. Junior Guy does not know this. And sadly, the people that oversee Junior Guy also did not know this. I just told him to go in there, figure out the software problem. He did. So he has to respond to the different requests. And he would say things like, no, your proposal is whack. Why am I doing this? Am I the chosen one? Am I favorite? No, just don't. Anyway, the council realized that they had officially mandated that two pubs be demolished. A butcher's change of use application was turned down. A farm was granted a planning permission. And my favorite, an animal sanctuary was kicked out of its own property. The real problem here is that based on the laws there, these decisions are now legally binding.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. So they're like, look, it's not that we cannot reverse course, but to the letter of the law, it's going to cost the city tens of thousands of dollars to go through this whole process and kind of restore.
You'll do
order.
That to keep the two bars from being torn down.
Mostly, yeah. Well, keep in mind, one of the bars wanted partial demolition, perhaps to build like an outdoor patio or something like that. So they were happy. The other bar was not looking to get demolished, but because of the way this kid responded, not knowing it was a real request, like, yeah, we're going to knock your bar down. But right now, legally, they're going to knock your bar down. And then, like, the Happy Pants Animal Sanctuary, it's exactly what you imagined it to be, right? Everyone farts rainbows and all this stuff. Like, yeah, you got to vacate your premises.
Jesus.
So they're having a good, quote-unquote, laugh about it, but it's going to be tens of thousands of dollars. By the way, it's not on the junior staff member. It was the people above him that effed this whole thing up.
Yeah.
He did exactly. But, yeah, so it's all legally binding. So right now, all those businesses, they're kind of effed. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles, but real quick, now, there is no creamy dwarf or moisty. It's a simple game, Miles, where I share with you a real
creamy fun. Dwarf.
Yeah, creamy, and then moisty. These are other suggestions that people are giving. It's a simple game, Miles, where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Samantha. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Samantha, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Then you know you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Bite me!
All right, Samantha, you are the first non-pervert that we've had this week.
What?
You're the first non-pervert we've had this week. Everyone else this week went for interior decorating because they wanted to know what's in the backside. You went with the food.
Thank you.
Oh, you're not fooling me. I know you're a freak. But here is your story. A woman by the name of Gemma Barton.
She did say, what?
I know. Gemma Barton was halfway through eating her Domino's pizza when she found something in the cheese. She contacted the branch, where the bosses immediately said sorry, they refunded the pizza. But after her ordeal, Ms. Barton posted a picture of the something on social media, warning people to check their pizzas before eating. She wrote, quote, please, please double check your pizzas before eating. I'd hate it if I or anyone ingested these. Be careful when ordering from Domino's Pizza at the blah, 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 blah branch. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it says, look, please, please share this. I'd hate if this was more serious matter for someone else. Well, Domino's, they issued a further statement apologizing for the incident, confirming it had spoken to the store to prevent this from happening again. According to a Domino's spokesperson, quote, at Domino's, we take customer satisfaction and safety extremely seriously. Contamination of this nature is extremely rare. As soon as we received Ms. Barton's complaint, we apologized for the distress caused and thoroughly investigated at a store level. Anyway, we reminded our store team of the correct problem. Ah, they said all the right things. You know they mean it. But here's the question. What did she find on her pizza? Was it bugs, nuts and bolts, a Band-Aid, or mouse poop? So bugs, nuts and bolts, a Band-Aid, or mouse poop?
I'm leaning towards mouse poop, and I already had Band-Aid in my mind. That's going to be one of the choices. But what do you think?
Right, she works at the store, and then it's like
she just ordered it from the store
and got some, and
she
then
got the stuff on her pizza, and she was fairly decent about it. Domino's was quick about it. Everyone understands it was a mistake.
And I feel like nuts and bolts you'd see in the cheese.
Yes, you would.
And it's got to be mouse poop. Because mouse poop, and I wouldn't notice the difference.
Okay. Ted, you're going to
Domino's is proud of that.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, there's like burnt little pieces. Yeah, I get meat on my pizza.
All right, Samantha, what are you thinking?
Real quick, what was the first option?
Bugs.
Oh, okay. I think I'm going mouse poop.
You're going to go mouse poop with the...
Go mouse Ted. Poop.
Okay. Yeah. What are you doing, Miles?
I know the story, so I'm going to step aside on this one. All right, we're going to find out what was in the pizza there. What was in the cheese? Was it bugs, nuts and bolts, a Band-Aid, or mouse poop neck?
That was a tease. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories bite me on profile. This woman was halfway through eating her pizza when she found something in her cheese. She posted a pic to social media. Company apologized to her and notified the store to check for the problem. Question is, what was in her cheese? Bugs, nuts and bolts, Band-Aid, or mouse poop?
And Samantha, that is the very question that we posed to you. Now, Miles, who's actually the guy that gave me the story, he already knows the answer to this. But you and the Ted Smith, great minds think alike, you both went with mouse poop.
Mouse poop!
Mouse poop! Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry that she did not eat mouse poop. Samantha, believe it or not, it was nuts and bolts.
Nuts and bolts.
They're not sure how they got there, but that's why Subway was like, this is easy to fix.
Domino's? Subway?
Domino's. My bad. Yeah, Domino's, like, easy fix are bad. Right?
But it also seems like the nuts would get so hot in the oven, they would have melted through the dough.
I think somehow they ended up under the cheese. I don't know, but I didn't see the picture of her food, but yeah.
That's what she said.
Not what you want on your pizza. Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Oh, no.
Computer.
Yes, computer issues.
I'll see what I can do.
I just open the Word document and hit print. KSW, you don't know the code to my computer. I wrote them all down. I didn't print out the actual...
You trusted the computers.
No.
Are you a fool?
Is it not doing anything? No. It's not here. All right, look, it's on me.
It's fine,
Word document. I didn't hit print earlier.
It's okay.
I had everything written out before
the
show.
All right, just riff for a second. I'll get it printed.
How do you know? Can you get into my desk?
Can I?
No.
Oh, well,
I'm not going to tell you my password.
Right.
I'd have to say it on the air to everybody. Actually, I'll tell you later because I don't really care.
It's BudSurfer69.
If there's work emails in there, just return them. This is awkward now, Miles.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Mike, don't sweat it. We don't need them.
Yeah, we don't need them, Mike. We're good.
There was a couple jokes in there, but the joke I wrote was just the new study had shown that...
Hey, I'll tell you what, let's do. Why don't we just play the clips and figure out what the joke was?
All right.
Okay. So who's the first clip?
First clip is going to be, I think it's going to be Jimmy Fallon.
Okay. Oh. What is the subject of the joke?
Concerning YouTube.
YouTube.
Correct.
All right.
And the TikTok.
Okay.
Oh.
People here in the U.S. are now spending more time on TikTok than they are on YouTube. When they heard your parents were like, oh, come on, we just figured out how to get on the YouTube.
Jimmy Fallon.
I'm going to go Fallon. Fallon.
The next joke is going to be about, Mike, help me out here.
Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues. Oh, I actually remember this joke.
Okay.
Talk to us.
Blue's, what's his name?
The
guy.
Steve
from Blue's Clues came back after 20 years. But this is weird. Just to tell us there's absolutely no chance the dog would still be alive. I kind of got it.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
Ted Smith.
Seth Meyers.
The host of the children's show Blue's Clues, Steve Burns, released a video in honor of its 25th anniversary. But this is weird. Just to remind everyone that Blue would be long dead by now.
By the way, if you hear the term Steve Burns and I'm saying it, I have herpes.
Steve Burns. All right, what's the next clue I put in there, Mike?
Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, this one I remember.
Okay. I'll say it's Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Let me hear some of the setup.
It's been announced after missing a year, the Macy's Day Parade will allow people to watch in person again.
I don't say Jimmy Fallon.
Sitting outside in freezing temperatures with your children is not the new normal people were hoping for. Return to normal people were hoping for.
After taking a year off because of the pandemic, Macy's announced that the public will once again be able to attend the Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City.
Oh. Why are you cheering?
I That's right. People will quickly realize that standing for 3 hours in the freezing cold with their kids isn't the back to normal they've been missing.
Mm-hmm. What's the last hint?
It's flu season, Ted.
Oh, yeah.
Fallon.
You want to hear the joke?
Sure.
Just give me the setup. Give me the setup.
Basically, experts are saying that the flu season is going to be a rough one this year, which is odd because usually flu season is the happiest time of year.
Fallon.
Kimmel.
Flu Damn it. Is coming, and because we don't already have enough to worry about, doctors are warning that this flu season could be a miserable one, which is shocking because flu season is usually the most wonderful time of the year.
There's nothing more infuriating than doing all, like, actually typing out stuff and then just not hitting print.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's fun for us.
I know. Well, that's why I was screaming. I was like, all right. I got to tell people, if you listen to the Megacast, new episode out, also new episode of the podcast out, Megs and I were talking about a documentary on Netflix called Untold. That's the series. They're like 90 minutes long.
All right.
This one's Untold Crime and Crime and Penalties, the Danbury Trashers.
The who?
This Danbury, Connecticut. Small town, known for...
Why do I know Danbury, Connecticut? Why do I know that? Is there something else about...
There's probably only four major towns in Connecticut. There's Hartford, Bristol.
But that's not why I would know them.
I said the same exact thing yesterday talking to Migs. I think maybe because it's... Is it a rough area? That's what I'm thinking. It's just one of those...
What significant thing about Danbury? Because again, like Miles said, you know, I don't know a lot of towns in Connecticut. Most people don't. There's nothing to know, but... Somehow I know Danbury, Connecticut.
Right, so this story is crazy. It's about like a mafioso guy who just literally runs, like it's always a joke that they're running sanitation,
yeah.
But that's what he does.
Yeah, right.
He starts with one truck and then it gets bigger and bigger, then they're intimidating people. So he has kids, him and his son, and to the dad's credit, him and his son have an unbelievable bond.
Sure.
Like I get it, like sometimes you see parents that are almost like buddies with their kids,
mm-hmm.
Then you see other parents who are strictly parents. Like, this guy and his son have a nice, like they treated the kid like an adult when he was a little kid, but also they still are buddies.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
He's a mobster, but he has a good relationship with this kid.
He does. And it's just funny, because they even say, like, when the kid's at school, he's like, second grade, like, what do your parents teach you? And everybody's like, don't get in cars with strangers, don't do this. And he's like, never snitch, be respectful.
Oh, Jesus.
So anyhow, so when the dad has to go away to jail, which sometimes happens if you're in the mob. The kid gets really into hockey, but then he gets a devastating penalty. So the dad buys him a minor league hockey team and puts it in Danbury, Connecticut. Then the WHL, and he makes the kid at 17, AJ. By the way, this guy basically is the real-life Tony Soprano.
Okay. All right.
That's why the kid's name is AJ,
mm-hmm.
Works at sanitation.
Sure.
But they just go out and hire, like, just enforcers. Like, who are the toughest guys we can get to play in our league?
Okay, team of goons.
Kraken did that. They drafted a lot of people on that deal.
They're setting a tone. It's like, we want to play defense. This is, like, one of the first guys who's getting out of jail.
Yeah. Oh, this is about, like,
this is
assaulting
different level.
Yeah.
Correct.
Level.
Okay. They're just going to beat the crap out of it. But it's also funny, too, is this kid is 17, AJ, when it starts, and everybody's like, this is insanity. He can't be the president of this team. But he actually, like... And this is early 2000s. He actually, like, goes online and does some research and stuff and gets a team. But just watch it. It's unbelievable what it does to this town. Like, they never had a pro sport or anything.
Sure.
And people that are like, we didn't even like hockey. But, like, we'd go and just watch the fights.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was it was unbelievable. I mean, the commissioner of the league, when it starts, he is like, this is dumb. He's fining people and this and that. And by the end of it, he loves them. There also, it corresponds with an NHL lockout in 2005.
That helps, right? Yeah.
So now people are looking for stuff.
And maybe the Whalers were gone by then. I'm pretty sure they were.
They probably were. But also, like, it's just wild. There's wrestlers in it because the kid liked wrestling. So there's photos or there's video of him at, like, his 10th or 11th birthday. And, like, China's there.
Oh, damn.
The Rock's there. Triple H is there. Now, granted, this is before The Rock's The Rock or...
Yeah.
Triple H, I think, was still Hunter Helmsley.
You're a kid getting a picture with a pro wrestler. It doesn't... You
and
know
if you're a kid that's into wrestling, you know who these people are. Whether we do or not, you do, for sure.
If you like... You don't even have to like hockey. If you just like anything teams, if you like mafia stuff, like, this show was great.
All right.
And it's just unreal how much the town came out. I mean, there's one lady who can't even walk, who never seen hockey before in her life, and now plays in a para hockey.
Huh. Really?
Yeah,
inspired by that?
Right. And again, it is weird because it's a mobster doing this stuff, but you...
What is the mascot?
Do they ever?
It's a trash can.
It is a trash.
They're the trashers.
I know. I was just wondering.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like a big trash truck or
and the guy. I don't want to give too much away, but yeah, don't mess with that trash.
See,
can.
I would make the Zamboni look like a garbage truck.
You know what? That's thinking. You're right. It already kind of does.
Well, you know, like the bad boy stickers back in the day, the UFC, like the eyes.
Yes, yes.
Right. They have that all over. They're the bad boys. Fine. Basically, they were trying to combine Slapshot with WWE.
Okay.
Right.
Because it's entertainment.
And the kid's 17. They all think they're all like, this is stupid. But he actually like gets a decent job done.
Okay. Yeah, man, good
and,
for him.
And he's not a mobster. I mean, his dad bought the team, but that's not his operative.
No. Yeah. It's just funny because you also realize the fashion, like the baggy ass jeans, hoodies, and this and that. I mean, he's a 17-year-old, you know, Italian guy from Danbury, Connecticut, right?
And you have a professional hockey
gold
team.
Chains, the earrings. I mean, it's exactly what you think it is. Let's see. I know most of us don't really care about Dancing with the Stars, but I'm just going to tell you who's on it. You see if you can guess who will win this year. There's a country singer, Jimmy Allen. Kristen Chu from Bling Empire, Brian Austin Green, Beverly Hills 90210, blah, 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 blah. The main thing you need to know is Sporty Spice. Melanie C is on there.
Come on. I mean, again, right? This is what you did as your professional.
They also have an Olympian athlete.
Yes.
So, I mean,
the 2020 all-around champion, right? Suni Lee, she's on there.
What sport was she in? The Olympic athlete.
She was a gymnast, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she's going to win it.
Yeah.
I would guess, you know.
I don't think she's going to beat out a Spice Girl in a dancing competition.
Well, she's been training for the Olympics for, you know, her whole life.
Just this. The only reason I think the gymnast might win is because on that show, it's the very specific traditional dancers or dances.
It is.
So if it's Foxtrot, the Waltz, and I always say those two, and I have no idea what the difference is, but I feel like as a gym, and look, was it Sporty Spice? Whichever Spice is on there.
Yeah, Melanie C, Sporty Spice. Mel B is Scary Spice.
Thank you. I wonder why. I think she'll probably come in second. I just think a gymnast, honestly, as far as nailing a routine and all of the movements that must be done, that's what gymnasts do.
I'll bet you a dollar.
You bet me a dollar?
Yeah.
You're taking which Spice? Sporty?
Sporty Spice.
Right. I'm taking the gymnast.
I'm taking gymnast. What's really? The gymnast's name?
She's the only one on there.
Who?
Suni Lee. S-U-N-I.
Oh, yeah, I recognize
that. One cool person that's on there is Martin Crowe. You're like, who's Martin Crowe?
Who's Martin Crowe?
He's John Kreese.
Oh.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Karate Kid.
Oh, nice. I like that guy.
He is not going to win.
He's not going to win.
He reminds me of half the people I grew up
with. You got to keep in mind, like, pop stars, like, most of the dances you see them doing, it takes them months or weeks to learn it.
So, yeah, absolutely.
She is, like, she's been prepared for this her whole life. You know, just learning new stuff and everything.
John Kreese.
Great news. Bob Odenkirk's back on the set of Better Call Saul.
Saw that.
That's good.
Right? You can check that out. Other than that, the big thing is football's back.
Yeah!
Yeah! You can watch some actual NFL football. Even though it's Thursday night, it's the premiere of Sunday Night Football.
And the Cowboys will be there, too.
Over on NBC. You got the Bucks taking on the Cowboys. Just does it matter? You're just happy to see it. Just watch
it. That's it. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Chicago woman told she was too late to board the plane, so she said her luggage contained a bomb. There's a treehouse on sale in Colorado for $500,000 if you enjoy the peace and the calm. In Ireland, old Irish goats are keeping the wildfires at bay. Maryland man gets 10 years for sticking women with a syringe full of his man spray. And a woman stabs a roommate because they had an argument over how loud she was. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top story in Pennsylvania, where a woman was arrested due to being too loud. Early one morning, the woman got into an argument with her roommate about how loud she was being at 4 in the morning. Which, you know, everybody's just dancing and having fun.
If you're awake, you're loud.
The argument boiled to the point that she resorted to what any sane human being would. She stabbed her roommate in the chest and neck.
Jesus.
With a 15-inch knife.
Yes, it was deep.
It was. The woman was waiting for officers after making the call, and the victim was taken to the hospital. So she at least knew what she had done wrong, and she was there waiting for cops.
Do you ever worry about that? Not worry, but do you ever wonder about that? Everybody knows a loud person.
Sure.
Especially loud talkers on the phone, loud people who just project their voice louder than
loud when they talk.
I grew up with one.
And, you got to wonder, like, are you deaf? Like, is there some disconnect between your volume level? It's like, not that your wife is deaf, Steve, but she shouts into the drive-thru window.
She does. But,
I mean, when she's ordering food.
But with her,
it's different times for different people. You know what I'm saying?
Most people shout the driver. Like, I'm loud because I project. And maybe I am deaf, but I project. I don't know.
Right.
You project.
I've heard your headphones, man. You're deaf.
I mean, I crank, but also as a musician, I like, if it's not loud, I don't.
Sure enough.
I don't want trickles of anything.
The phone thing is the one for me.
Because
I don't mind you having a conversation, but you have to realize, like, that microphone is right there.
Right.
Like, you do not have to scream into your phone. They can hear you. And if you're holding it out to scream into it, then you're screaming.
My old man
Then you're pissed off. Right.
My old man is guilty of that one, being an auctioneer for over 30 years. Now, granted, you don't have to yell to be an auctioneer. However, sometimes you got to get the attention of everybody, and having a powerful voice in the microphone does help. And so he has had a loud voice my entire life.
Every time
he talks, he's loud. Every time he's on the phone, he's loud. I have actually been outside of the auction. There's a car auction where there is 10 lanes, each with an active auctioneer, and they are no further apart than we are to that door over there. Like, they are close. And I can walk 100 yards away, and I can hear my dad above everybody outside of that building. He is just a loud man.
Everyone tells me that, and I'm like, I project. Now, when you get tired of hearing it, you just insult people. Like, well, man up.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I was born a man. What are you gonna do?
I will say that. If there's a group of people talking, I can always tell when you are in there. I do hear your voice above
the rest. Yeah, you project. Don't be a candy ass about it. You got a goddamn voice. Speak. Don't be obnoxious, but if you project, you project. There's not much you can do about it. You project.
I think your height also helps you, because you just talk above everybody else.
There's that. There, ricochet off your scalps.
Yeah, man. In other news, more bad decisions. A woman in Fort Lauderdale had an altercation with a JetBlue employee at the airport. She was told that she arrived too late to board her flight, and that just didn't sit well. Fearing that her son would miss school back home, she made a split decision and told the employee that her checked luggage was already on the plane, and it contained an explosive device. Plane that was already taxiing on the runway was evacuated and checked, but you can guess, they found no bomb, and the woman was arrested.
It shouldn't be carrier specific on the ban. I think with the FAA looking over everything, like if you were to go to an NFL football game, right?
Sure.
And you were to streak, or you were to hit someone over the head with a bottle.
Yeah.
The NFL is going to say, hey, you cannot go to any of our games. You cannot go to any of the stadiums. You cannot do any of that stuff. We don't want you at any of the events outside the stadium.
Wait, the no-fly list is per airline?
Well, the individual airline might ban her, but the FAA doesn't come in and say, like, look, you can't also fly United, American, Southwest.
Right. You know, so the no-fly list is something they did on a background check of you that says you're just a threat in general. But to Miles's point,
this is just
when
an individual.
You volunteer, right, the, even situation. If you're lying, but you volunteer the most severe information, which is there's a bomb on a plane, right?
Right.
Then I agree, Miles. FAA should be like, okay, that's great. We didn't find one.
You can't fly anymore for this amount of time. And then if you want to come in front of a court, you know what I mean, in 10 years.
Right.
No. And appeal your case, that's fine. But we're probably still going to tell you no.
I am amazed.
There's nothing to appeal. Yeah. This is a statement you made on your own without provocation. Right. Other than you made a mistake. We get there. It's on you.
And that is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, brother. We are more Men's Room on the way. The Men's Room happy hour is up next. Dirty Big Dummy and Noah Sherlock coming up in just seconds here.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. In the meantime, we be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!